All right, guys, we are going to start today with Bitul Modos. So you could hop into the Marmakomoshid on Modo, Bitul Modo. And then we will move to our Chazar Shir on Lishma, which will leave us for our final Chazar Shir on Thursday, which will allow us to schedule Bechinas next week for whoever's ready. Okay.
We did it small all in one share.
We're gonna do it half of Lishma and the Chazar Shir today, and then the remaining piece on Das Abaligari that will come out in the last Chazar Shir. Okay. No, we should go back to Zoom just to keep out press passers. Just kidding, Tom. Just kidding. Okay, so let's start today on page 15 of the Mekor Shina Moda, Bitul Moda. Just two quick points to add on to our discussion of Moda. So number one, where I'm highlighting right now on page 15. We saw already the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer Kiflamidal Tzifei that to some extent, it seems like you need a moda in addition to the fact of there being onus. And that was explicit in the Rishonim who thought that gittin with a payout is doma to mechira. That onus without a moda would not be involved in the transaction. I'm just flagging that again, that to some degree, again, it's not clear halachah l'maskana to what extent, even the Shulchan Aruch, the difference between eino get versus get pasul, we're told, ha de eino get kishehu anos, hani mili kishemasar moda. Okay? So the fact of duress may not be sufficient to mevatel the get. You need the declaration of the baal to be mevatel the get because it's under duress. Okay, the second piece I just wanted to make very quickly. Second point I wanted to make very quickly was Shulchan Aruch and Simin Kuf Lamed Dalet Sif Vav, that we give Makas Mardus to anybody who is Moser Moda al Aget. Why do we give Mardus to someone who is Moser Moda al Aget? How does it cause Mamzerim? You don't need to you know how it causes Mamzerim? Someone is Moser Moda, we give them Mardus. Why? Ned?
Can't be delivered, then she's going to get remarried, and he's going to cancel it out.
Because Moda is not always public. So if the husband's Moser Moda, he'll pull out the Moda after the get's already given to disqualify the get. The wife may have already remarried under the assumption that the get was kosher, and then those kids will be Mamzerim. So that's why, as a policy, we're against Modos. And we'll give Mardus to anybody who is Moser Moda al Haget. Okay? And you can see the Shulchan Aruch says, and even if the husband is Mevat of the Moda, B'shas Nesina, Afilu Hachi Mishamtin Amai. Okay? So Moda is a device that works, but we're opposed to allowing the husband to be Moser Moda in advance. Okay? Now we turn to the idea of bitul modos. What happens if there's a moda out there? How can you retract or invalidate the moda that was issued? So we're told here in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Lamed Dalet Sif Gimel, Noagu Lahatzrich Bitul Moda Af LeMegaresh Mirtzono. What's the common practice? That even when the husband is giving a get volitionally, without compulsion, the practice is to require him to annul, invalidate any moda that may be out there, just as a policy. So de rigueur in get procedure to require bitul modos, regardless of whether we know of a moda having been issued. Okay, all that's background. So now we turn to the Gemara, the basis for this, Erchin Chafalaf Med Aleph and Chafalaf Med Beis. There, the Mishnah spoke about the concept of lirtzono. You could coerce somebody to do something lirtzono. That's the din for karbanos. V'chein begit din nashim. Kofen oso ad sheyomer rotzani. How did the Gemara and Erechin understand Rotzani? Ezra, how did the Gemara and Erechin Chaf Aleph Amud Beis understand Rotzani? That he has to be Mevatel Modos. And this was the debate in our discussion of Tfiyah, whether the Baal actually has to say Rotzani, or is it sufficient that he's Mevatel Modos, and through being Mevatel Modos, that counts as him doing on his own consent. So the Gemara says, Mayachi Yomar, listen Yachi Yitain Adam Mevatel Modos. So that teaches us that if there is a Modos out there, the husband could retract the Modos. Now, that's all very straightforward. The Gemara teaches us, again, he issued a Modos, he could retract the Modos. Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitir, a Dibur come and be Mevatel of Dibur. So Modos are not forever. What?
Maybe make a super Modos.
Okay, so the question raised by the Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Geirushin, Halacha Yitches, is that there's a concept of a super Modos. What is a super moda? Obi?
Like you say, like anything, any like agreement that you have to make is being the ball, possibly, the ball and being the moda nullum.
Say it again?
You're saying that anything, like anything I give, and like any, even if I say I don't have a moda on it, like I'm making an official like moda for all, like anything.
Why are you saying that so complicatedly? It's just a moda on bittul. Meaning you say that even if I'm later going to be mevatel modos, I'm moser moda now, that bitul moda is no good. And it's under duress and under pressure and under compulsion. That's the idea of a super moda. And the best super moda that we saw was where? Who had the best super moda? David? Who had the best super moda? Who had the best moda? Josh? David, who had the best super moda? Who? Oh, you're not sure. Eitan? No? Just because it's the next source. Nice try. Not no. The Zichron Yehuda. In the tshuva of the Zichron Yehuda, there you had the super, super, super moda. The guy who wanted to get back his clay zahav, his clay chenda, like all that stuff that his wife had taken from him that are Kaviven Allah Yoser Migufo that he said. So he was Moser this really extensive super moda. And he said, even though later on I'll be Mevatel Modos, you should know that bit of moda is under duress. And he went on for several recursive bitulim that he might do. All those are bitulim mubutalim. So the Rambam writes that if somebody says a super moda, for example, im amar lishnayim kol get she'echtov leplonis ishti batelu v'chol dobar she'evatel b'moda zu harei hu batel v'chosav achar kach get v'nasna lo achal pish se'bito ha'moda kodem she'echtov ha'get v'yitzna lo harei ha'get batel. So what's the Rambam Shita on a super moda? So you have a super moda with a regular bitul moda. What's the din according to the Rambam?
Moda
stands. A super moda beats out a regular bittel. Okay. Well, who does? We'll get to the Zichron Yehuda in a second. There are two respondents in the Zichron Yehuda. Remember, there's probably Rav Chasdai Kreskes, Rav Chasdai Rav Yehuda, and the children of the Rush. Now, what does the Rambam say is the remedy for that? What do you do if you have a super moda? Romy?
Anything that would
that would
you have to
move down and
that
way. What?
Basically,
the bottom of the super moda. So not that. Let's see what he says. You have to say shayomrulo edim kodem ksivas aget. Shegormin kishe yiskaimu osan hadvarim levatel getze hare hain betalim. And he says hain, that will destroy the super moda.
What?
I mean, let's use super moda as a stand-in for anything that would cause a psul in the get. But notice here, the language that he's using to destroy the super moda is not a language of bitul moda. What's the language that he's using? that you're renouncing any action that you may have taken that would disqualify the get.
How is that not being involved with? Are you the guilt?
It's the point of the difference to get around. It's the same thing.
So I think the point is that, well,
it's just a different formulation. That technically you can't do it by a normal system with us. You can do it a little differently with the same point, same idea.
Maybe it's just a little more expansive.
Yeah.
Kol dvarim shemasarta shegormin kishe yiskaimu osan hadvarim levatel getze areihim betalim. It's a super bittul? Well?
What's the lashon of a regular bittul mozah?
It's going to not the...
Right. Here there's no object that's picked out, right? You just use expansive language to retract anything that may cause a psul in the get. That's why I'm not calling it. It's not a targeted bittul moda. Correct. That's how I look at it. Meaning, like, you could think of this.
You say you don't think this would, you'd be able to say this lashon for a regular bittul moda?
I think it would work, but there's a difference between saying that you're moser moda. Right, and then a bittul moda comes, and it's disqualifying the thing that you are moser. Right, so this is like targeting this. That's different. So I want to say this. Then when you're moser super moda, which is another way of just saying this I think is equivalent to moda. Al habitul. Isn't that what it is? You're basically saying that I'm about this moga that is under duress. So the way to invalidate this, the way to meet this, let's just do plus, minus. So the way to invalidate this is to say, kol advarim shemasak shegormim kishis kain losim varim batal getze arein betelim. What's the best way to characterize that?
Happy. Negative vector.
Well,
a negative vector.
Well,
you're not mentioning the moda. That's kind of how you're getting around. You're just erasing the whole system.
Well,
you're just erasing the whole system.
It's a nuclear balance of cipher.
Yeah, you want to use military metaphors, and that's like a sharp shooting, you're targeting, it's a sniper. Whereas over here, you're just blanketing the area and saying, you know, you want to call it a nuclear wipeout, that's fine. Does that make sense? Now, did you get behind that?
Very violent.
Okay. Just a metaphor. Okay.
It's only the statement.
What?
I lost the statement that we're going to call it, but.
Right. So the Rambam's point here is that you need a.
I was going to say nuclear wipeout.
That's the idea, right? You're taking back anything that would cause a psul. You know, when people give like talks, they always want it to end on like a happy note. Somebody gave a talk in my shul on last 2 weeks ago, like the week of Yom Shoah. And he sort of ended on like, you know, I'm a Holocaust survivor. And, you know, I thought the Holocaust never happened again. But then I went to Rwanda and I realized like these people have the same language, same culture. And like, Mr. Fish. Yeah. And he's like, and they still kill each other. So it's going to happen again. Shabbos. I'm like, that's like really a totally fine. It happens to be a fine message, right?
Fine.
But everyone's like, everyone there's like, well, I thought he was going to say, you know, oh, but now that we have the state of Israel, like it'll never happen again. So someone told me that he's speaking again, like when he's speaking in New York, and then he's like, oh, but he's going to change the ending. They're like, oh, but now we have the state of Israel, so you end on a more positive note. But maybe that takes away from the message, right? Why do you have to leave people feeling good? The point is, like, maybe we should end like, this could happen again. And by the way, like Iran is pursuing a nuclear bomb. Shocker. Like, no, that's just as important a message to leave people with, no? Why does everything have to end on a happy ending? Well, I think if that's the message you want to, if that's the message, like, it could be a message.
Yeah, it's going to happen again.
it's a warning. So.
And when the DM gave them a group, they didn't just like enter the happy ending.
That's true. Right. Yeah, but that's
when
right.
We read it in Hathor, we repeat the
YouTube. Sometimes you repeat it, you end on a high note. It's true. It's a nice little, like, Eva.
Romeo, you have
a hand on this?
Yeah, it seems like one of those weird situations where you always try to be qualifying, like, oh, you can make it with a, you can be about from with a, but you make it super with a, you can be about from with a, but now you just end the place where you can.
The nuclear wipeout language.
Yeah.
A nuclear Armageddon.
It's like, what's the point of all that? The point is just, you still end in a place where
you now have more, the language that you're ending with is stronger than the language that you began with.
So, you know, maybe this is like, you want to do this thing. Maybe this is like plus, you know, I don't know, plus five language of. You hate the vector stuff.
I guess I didn't really believe it.
We're not gonna put weights here.
No, but I guess the reason why do you need
is adding more minuses here. Minus infinity minuses. Minus to the infinity. What is that? Not good.
All right. Yeah, what's your point, Roman?
Yeah, like why do you like, it's almost like you don't need a super mode if there's a nuclear wipeout, and you might just
link with Moda. Well, it's all very mechanical. Like, there's how strong is the language of Bittul, and you need something of stronger force to counter that. So you need a nuclear wipeout to counter it. Here, it's sufficient to have a targeted sniper take out the Moda. You're Moser Moda, and now you retract that Moda.
Yeah, I feel like you don't want, there's no reason to have Super Moda. If you can have a nuclear wipeout with the Super Moda, you might as well just leave it. And say that there's most of them. It's good more than you're seeing a lot of creative these concepts.
Yeah, sure.
There are ways of
doing it. Right, these are just facts that are out there. Is Motsu Moda on the get? And I have to retract them to Sirius Moda. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's look at the Rashba's view. The Rashba's view is on the bottom of page 16. Rashba and Gitan Lamedal Lamed Aleph. So he writes a bit of modal, he quotes the sheet of the Rambam, and he says, what's the Rashba's view that I'm highlighting right now?
Super modal is more.
Say it again.
Super modal.
Exactly. Meaning, If your moser a super moda, the hainu a moda ala bitl, the achar kach bitel es hamoda. Meaning, I think that just means that you're mevatel the moda that you're a moser. Hare haget kosher. Dechemosh and isratze bebitl hamoda, kach hu misratze bebitl moda de moda. So the Rashba is the opposite of the Rambam.
The Rambam thinks that you can have a super moda that needs to be met with a nuclear wipeout response. The Rashba's view is that you could have this type of relationship for even a moda on the vigil. And what's the point? The point is that you don't even need to target the thing that was issued earlier. All you have to do is get a ratzon at the end.
So once you have Ratzon to go forward as evidenced by him wanting to retract the initial moda, you have his Ratzon at the end, and we could just apply that Ratzon as opposing every other moda that he issued initially. So the key point of the Rashba is that he disagrees with the Rambam's calculus. The Rashba thinks there's nothing special conceptually about a super moda.
How does he deal with the issue that Moda itself precludes the Ratzon expression?
It doesn't. Moda doesn't preclude you from later expressing Ratzon. Moda just means that until it's retracted, my official position is that there's no das, there's no ratz on the garish.
What?
Mada is meaningless?
I mean, what is the function of super mada if it doesn't do this case?
I mean, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah,
there's no such thing.
Correct. In effect, the super mada doesn't add anything. In the Zichron Yehuda, the guy could go through all those loops to say that he's Moser Moda and all the Bitulim, etc., etc., etc. But all the guy has to do at the end is say that he's Mevatel Moda, and then that's considered Ratzon LeGarish. Okay, so that's the Machlokes in the Rashba and the Rambam. And he quotes the Rambam as disagreeing with him. And look what he writes in opposition to the Rambam. Then I'll take Yoni's hand. Vili Nira. She'im Misiras Moda al Bitul Moda Moda Mevateles. Bito moda, gam kishayomar loshan ze mahoil. The dilma afu moser moda af albito kaze. The Rashi doesn't like the Rambam internally, saying according to the Rambam's own logic that there is such a thing as a super moda, that a special chashivas. Why should the nuclear wipeout language be effective? That's the Rashi's objection to the Rambam. Now, for the Rambam's response, you just have to say the Rambam distinguishes between a targeted moda al habitul and the nuclear response idea. As long as you have this super broad response that's stronger by saying that you're mevatel any dabar that would be gorim psul to the get, that's an expansive enough bitul to meet even a moda al habitul. Ezra? And then Yoni, then Ezra, sorry.
Formulation, you're like flip-flopping back and forth, accepting the moda and rejecting the moda, right?
I'm flip-flopping, or?
Yes. You could even retract the moda on that here.
The Rashba says that when you're mevata moda bishas gerishin, that covers anything you may have issued prior to that, to the contrary.
In any realm of modas.
Correct.
And then you're specifically retracting it within, or with regards to the gerishin.
Retracting what?
The moda.
Yes, you say I'm mevatel moda, and that counts for anything prior that you may have issued to pasul, even a moda al habitul.
And then you can go back on it and say, actually, I do want the moda.
Yeah, probably you could probably mevatel it.
But there's such a necessity to kind of stay with the original moda, and you're either flip-flopping or you're either accepting it or rejecting it instead of just making it.
I wasn't going to mevatel get sha achas podem nesinas I get. Don't worry, he can mevatel it whenever he wants. Nothing special about the original moda. The husband is no longer wants to go through with it. He could always pull the plug.
But retracting the moda.
Or I could be moser new moda. This is just a remedy. This is saying, assuming he's moser moda, how can we make this get kosher? You can make the get kosher by bitul moda. But of course, if he doesn't want to move off the moda, or he wants to issue a new moda, and that's like the tshuva of the tashbates. But that's what Chuba the Tashba is, where the guy says, oh, I'm giving this get koach, and there's a whole being whether that moda, that's my type of moda. All right, Ezra, what do you want to say?
I'm going to say that, like, I still, even if you can answer the Rashi on the Rambam, I'm still, like, turn this down the Rambam, because basically it says, okay, it's super moda works, but not really. It's how did it super, if there's a way to get out of it? I mean, it's not really.
Moshe, you have a response for Ezra? Your response, Moshe?
Yeah, I think maybe the Rashi would think that there is no way to get out of it. The last time that we...
Yeah, I know, the Rashi is like Shetan and Rambam.
Unless you vector.
And that's what's so hard with the Rambam. He basically says there's a super modal, but not really, because as long as you do this new format, you can get out of it.
They might come out of super.
Why can't you have a super duper bitl?
I'm just so... Essentially, they're basically saying the same thing.
I think the Rashi said that there is...
What's that, Moshe?
There's always a moda that can go further than a bitul.
That is the view of.
No, stop.
Yeah.
Right. The Rashi was saying, why can't a guy just do a recursive moda? To be mevatel anything that he does going forward, and he's saying if there is such a thing as a super moda, I don't understand why the nuclear language of the Rambam could ever meet it. That's the Rashba's objection. So his own view is that there's no such thing as a super moda.
Right, but essentially the same,
the Rambam view is also that there is no such thing as a super madav.
Sure. No, there's also a super bittul madav.
There is.
The nafkamina is the Rambam thinks you need this super language. If you use regular
The nafkamina is if you have a super modah, and then you have a normal bittul modah, according to the Rambam, that gets batel. According to the Rashba, that gets kosher. What do you mean semantics? It's legal procedure.
It's changing the word so it sounds better.
That's like saying, like, if you garbled every word of your tefillah is no good, and you say it's just semantics. It's literally semantics. Of course it's semantics.
You think for Rambam, it's super modah and normal bittul, but...
No. Rambam says that.
It will be bittul? No.
The get is batel.
On a normal bittul, on a
super. No,
for the Rambam, if you have a super moda and just a normal bittul moda, the get is batel.
I mean, the super moda stands. Oh, the super moda makes it up.
Yeah. Josh, trying to get a hand in?
I think maybe a better way to centralize it is just the whole point of like all these words, things like that, are just stuff, or just so that other people can try to figure out what the guy's das is mean doing things. So, I mean, the point of Superman does is just we have something on the ground that can help us understand what he's doing.
Yep.
But if you do the nuclear weight bath, then he's just making clear that, like, don't think that my das is based on the Superman does, because I'm saying, like, never mind, I changed my mind.
Good. Now the Rashba himself says, Elisha Rishonim Noche Nefesh Eskimu Shebitul Moda Toil L'chol Moda Shekadma. Mehid Erechim. I think it's Pashup Chan the Sugiv Erechim like him, that a regular Bitul Moda will annul a super Moda that's prior to it. But then the Rashba wants to hedge. And he says a new suggestion. Vani Omer Lehotzi Midei Kol Safek Sheyivatel Kol Moda. The ode she yifsal kol aid she yeyid she masar modal lefanav. So this is like a trick.
One second, this is not clear. So this is the Rambam's view, the nuclear wipeout thing, about that you're retracting any language. Right, that over here. Retracting any language that would cause the soul. Is everybody clear on that? The Rambam Shita? The Rashba has another suggestion, which is Postbel Kol Aid, who would testify about the Moda. That's a procedural, not a substantive move, right? He's not saying that I'm retracting. He's saying I'm disqualifying. I'm a kabbal myself not to accept any witness who would testify that the modal is kosher. So you use this issue of like procedure where you could disqualify Adim as a means of defeating any evidence that would possibly get.
Well, it's also different with the Rambam. With the Rambam here, it's adding a layer of Adim.
Well, it's different because it's about the validity. It's a little bit of a pages.
So I can say it doesn't move. It's not very honest.
It's not very honest?
Yeah.
Why? He's disqualifying any aid.
It is a very interesting question whether or not that's you can do that. Now, if you look here, there are two objections to this. One is if you skip down to the Zichron Yehuda for a second, once you get into the Zichron Yehuda, you can't get out. So look where I'm highlighting on page 22. He says, let's assume that there's a good moda in this case. I hope you all remember the case of the Zichron Yehuda. Yeah, exactly. The astrolabe. I don't know if we know it's actually an astrolabe, but astrolabe. He says, the chitema, he says over here, even she b'shas nesinas haget pasal kol edim she idu al shum davar she yisbatu bo haget shuvin choshen leidusan. Because maybe you'll say the modal's good, but we know from the facts of the case that the husband pasaled any witness who might testify about a modal. So maybe that should work. Kamosh katsav Rashba, like we just read. Now these are the childrens of the Rush writing here. B'chi tema ich yuchal shum adam lifsal edim k'sherim v'lav kol k'minei. So the children of the Russians respond,
Pasal any aid, what does that mean? In giving mamanis, you could say, oh, that's balding for aid and dummy to testify against yourself. It's like mechila, you're just moving money around, skaivos, it's all fine. But if the Torah has objective qualifications for what counts as a good witness, how can you just state that you're pasaling those witnesses? So your view as the Baal Dabar is irrelevant vis-a-vis the objective halachic question of whether these witnesses are kosher.
So I think this is the strongest objection to the suggestion from the Rav,
which is maybe in Dine Mamanis, but in Dine Nefashos, Nisr Veheter, no ability to disqualify. That makes sense?
I mean, why are you looking at me like I'm from outer space?
Isn't it a technicality that isn't it both of the age of technicality? Like, why, if you're if you could retract your language, let's say going to Rafa, something like that, then why do you need, you don't have to doubt it, even just now take this way what they heard, basically.
Well, this is assuming if you have a moda, maybe the moda, how do you disqualify a super moda? That's the case of the Zichron Yehuda. So the answer is Rav to disqualify the witnesses who would testify about it, because then the Beis Din has no reason to believe that there was a moda. Now Zichron Yehuda says, how could you disqualify witnesses?
Yeah, my goodness.
I think it's a really good point, right? Now, if you look at the so notice that le'inyan iser eino yachal lifsol shum eid l'fi ani esdip dekivan diyadu diyadi onso v'nizbar elohem imken masha posel edav lo mahani midi. So I take this to mean, notice that phrase lo mahani midi. What does that mean? Doesn't do anything. The psul edim, passing of edim, is ineffective. Why do I highlight that? Because if you go back to the Rashba himself, I think the Rashba is making a different point. So the Rashba sort of asks this question on himself. Bim Tomar, Ma Yoel Inyan Isura, page 17. Im Yeidu Edim Kvar Heidu. So that might be like the children of the Rush's objection. How does disqualifying witnesses work, Leinian Isser? If they testify, they testify. So he says two things here. Ani Omer, Kol Shehu Posel Edav Achu Mevatel Komoda Legamri. Now that sounds like almost like a trick, which means that you have to distinguish between the verbal declaration and the halachic mechanism. It sounds like you're operating in the rules of civil procedure. And before a court case, the witness, the parties could deliberate about what are the rules of evidence for this case. And from the Rashba, it sounds like, oh, the Baal Dinan could agree that we're disqualifying all those witnesses. That's what it sounds like. You're substantively readjusting, redefining the standards of evidence for the case, like we do in a heter iska, let's say. But the Rashi says that's not what's really happening, because you can't do that in Dine Isser Beheter. But we're saying people who consent to adjust the rules of evidence, we know that deep down, their rutzon is to go ahead with the gerushin and remove everything prior. So if that's the case, then it sounds like it's just trying to get at the Rambam's points, but via, like, using language that relates to the rules of evidence in Beis Din. So he's saying that he's disqualifying all witnesses. That's not going to be the mechanism at the end of the day. But anybody who's willing to assert that they're disqualifying witnesses, we know they're very serious about wanting to move forward with the get. Now, I think that's not what the Rashba hangs his hat on at the end of the day, because he cites the Gemara in Hamagarish. And he says this, "B'taima de milsa,
The kivan she'eno yachal lekalkala bebezdin, eno matzoy lekalkala bidei shemayim. V'hachanami kivan shehu posel eda ve'eno yachal lekalkala bebezdin, apu gomer belibo mevata lechol mado shekinmulo, she'eno matzoy lekalkala bidei shemayim. So he cites this principle that the Gemara appeals to, that the Yerushalmi appeals to in the beginning of Gittin, which says that if the husband can't defeat the divorce, b'dinei Adam, he's not going to do it b'dinei Shemayim. So what can we infer from there? Forget about that pasha. That's a principle the Yerushalmi appeals to. And the case over there is that if the husband can't prove that his witnesses are pasul b'dinei Adam, in a case of chasimas edom alaget, we're not going to assume that he is so spiteful that he got pasul edim just to make her violate averes b'dinei Shemayim. The way the notes, if you look at the Pnei Moshe here, he explains this Yerushalmi, meaning the husband's intent is to stop her from remarrying when he employs these stratagems. But he's not, we don't view the husband as being the type of person who, like, he'll allow a bezdin to get her to remarry, but still wants her to violate the Israelites. What? Just for the kids to be mamzim. That's the idea. If it's ain't a yachal lekalkal of a bezdin, we're not choshesh that he's trying to be makakal b'dei shemayim. That's the principle of the Yerushalmi. Now, I just want to point out, we could see from this Rashba, from him employing this principle, that he disagrees with who? Of course, the Rambam, but who else? The children of the Rush. Because the Zichron Yehuda said, in my opinion, that there's no ability to disqualify the Edim because that only works in Dinei Mamonis. I now appreciate it. I think the Rashba is saying, oh, they do have the ability to disqualify the Edim in Bedine Bezdim, just not Bedine Isser Klape Shmaya. Meaning, when the Rashba asks his question, Im Tomer, Ma Yoel Inyan Yisura Im Yidu Edim Kvar Heidu. Is he saying, like the children of the Rush, that the hostling Edom only works in Dine Mamonis where Hodas Banak Edom Dami works? No. Or is he saying, yes, that it works B'dine Bezin Shalmata? Even Lina Nisurim, if the Baal Din says, I'm not Mekabel, I'm disqualifying any Edom where I can testify about this case, that works. And the Rashba's question is, wait a second, what about this objective Isser that's out there? He disqualified the Edim Bedine for the laws of evidence of the court that's hearing the case, but Klape Shmaya Galya, that there's a Moda out there. So don't have to be Foshesh for this objective Isser. And his answer is no, because the principle of the Yerushalmi, if he's in a Yachal the Kalkala of Bezin Shalmata, then he's in a Makakala of Edish Mayim also. And that's the idea. As a procedural matter, it's effective that he blocks the edus of the moda being accepted in the Bezin Shalmata. But once he does that, we also know that separately he has full das to go through with the gerushin because of the principle in halacha of eino yachal lekalkala bebezdin, eino mekalkala bedei shemayim. So the reason why I just want to point out that there seems to be a very fundamental disagreement here between the B'nai HaRash and the Rashba, where the Rashba says, can disqualify the Eidos and Bezdim, but the concern is just about what about B'dinei Shemayim? Objectively, she's still an Eish Ezeish because there's a good Moda out there. And then his answer is, that's where the Umdana kicks in, that once we know that he's betting against himself with respect to winning in Bezdin, we could assume that he goes wholeheartedly through objectively so that he's not Makakal or B'dinei Shemayim. So I think the substantive disagreement between the B'nai Rash and the Rashba is whether a Baal Din in Dine Eben Ezer has the koach to disqualify Edim with respect to his case. Huge. Right. That's what I'm saying. The B'nai Rash are the more, I think, straightforward view, which is it's only in Dine Mamonis that you could say Hodas Baal Din from Edim Dami, but otherwise the rule of evidence are objective. Now, the interesting question here is you can say, well, it's the Baal against the Isha. And it's the Baal who's making, so why can't he disqualify Edim to support his case? mean, there's still an element of it being his case. We don't just say everything's just like objective facts, and it, even in Ebenezer, right? But I think that's clearly the reading of the Rashba. That's why he says that thing. He's, you know, Yochel Lekakel HaBeBezdin. What do you mean? If the Bnei HaRash are right, he is able to Mekakel HaBeBezdin because his disqualification of the Edom is invalid. Okay, Ned, you have a hand? They don't need it. They don't even get to the Yushalmi because Yushalmi is not about our case. The Yushalmi is a separate principle about something that the husband can't prove. B'dine Adam, we're not going to be foshesh that he's just trying to spite her in Dine Shemayim. Like this Yushalmi is not an our sugya. Correct. For the Bnei Rosh.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, the disqualification of witnesses is a sham. It's ineffective halachically, according to the Bnei Rosh.
Better talk to me about the relationship between Dine Shemayim and Dine Bezdin Shomata.
In the Rashba.
The Rosh.
I think you might say it's about objectively that you don't, like, rules of evidence are objective dinim. Why should a Baal Din have the right to modify them? Outside of dinim ominous. The Rashba is a chiddush
Also, what is the function for the Rashba? What is the function of the Beis and Shalata? What are they adjudicating? If not, is there at there?
Well, they are there, and they're, for the Rashba, they're adjudicating objective facts, but the husband is considered to be a Baal Din that he could disqualify. Like he could bear on the rules of evidence for. So I guess the answer is like they're not. So maybe I have to take back my formulation. They're not fully adjudicating objective facts.
Right.
It's like some mixture of like it's an adversarial claim between the husband and the wife, which itself will bear on her status.
The status is completely independent of the claim on the court.
It's not completely independent. Okay. Partially dependent. Yeah. Josh, you have a comment on this?
Is it like a much simpler thing to say that like it's like a category error? Like, don't think that this is Isser. Like, while the case of the whole might be Isser, what these Edom are talking about is Das, and Das is supposed to be the Mammon or something where like the Edom aren't testifying about
right.
Isser, they're testifying about my Das, and I have the ability to, I don't know, I feel like that's a good
right. thing. That's like a nice way of taking the sting out of the Rashba.
Yeah.
Right. And objecting. I mean, it meets the objection of the Bnei HaRash. Because you're saying that this is about what's the husband's das?
Yeah, but then that's where you're stuck back with the Moda issue. That's why we're even in this territory to begin with. It's because we have to figure out a way to
get rid of the Moda.
Yeah.
Right.
If you're saying it's about das, then you're back and speaking about the Moda directly.
I do think that the language of the Rashba implies that you have the halachic power to disqualify the witnesses. And then because you have that power, we also think that your das is to go ahead with the gerushin. But not that it's just a proxy for your das, as I was initially formulating it.
It wasn't.
See, why would you have to get into this kalkala thing? Exactly, it's all gratuitous.
It could be that you have the power specifically in this case. Because
it all depends on your das. That's why. Yeah, another way of saying this is a great point is that, and Josh, this is what you're saying also, which is that the adversarial claim between the husband and the wife is not purely an objective fact question. We're trying to figure out, like, between he's claiming that he doesn't want to get divorced and she's claiming, like, she's petitioning for a get. So we're saying, oh, if he's willing to concede by postulating these witnesses, and like for the purposes of this case, that like moves the needle on how we conceptualize his das. Okay, good. I don't think we went through this well the first time around. Like, I don't think we focused on Bittul Madah at all. Did we? Partially. Okay. Now let me get one more shita out there. By the way, just look at the language of the Pnei Moshe and this principle of Ena Mekalkel of Bezin Shamala. See, I'm hiding, highlighting the bottom of 17. Kolomar lahavade lo chashinan sheiskavim b'mezid lekalkula shetinase shelo kedin de lo chashdin lebaha el bebezdin hu dechashid lekalkula lovel if nehabezdin v'lo mizuyif hu shelo yatiru linase. But we're not choshesh that, you know, he knows that he can't stop her from getting remarried, but he's just trying to be makalkula b'dei shemayim. Okay, let me get one more shita out there, and that is the shita of the tour, citing the Rush himself. So the tour is one of the chosmim, by the way, in that shuba, the Zichron Yehuda, because those are Yehuda and Yaakov b'nei Rush. So what's this? Imasar modav. This is in Siman Kuf Lamed Daled. Imasar modav. Amar ach imavatlena lo tibatel. Imbita modav umodai demodav ad sof kol modai hakol batel. Yeshem shemo bitulo al modav achas. Kach moel al kama modos. What does V'chein Amad Debar mean? What does V'chein Amad Debar mean? Yeah, and so is the practice, literally, and so are the people outside. And that's how people are behaving. Meaning people follow this practice, not the Rambam Shita. So here I think you have a third Shita out there. The one who's the Rambam Shita about the nuclear wipeout. You have the suggestion of the Rashba about Hosel Adim. And that gets you into the debate between the whether you can do that and the extent to which you do that. And then you have the Rush's suggestion, cited in the Torah Kuf Lamed Daled, which is that you just use, I think it's a variation of that, which is that you just use, you have a lot of snipers taking out all the original modals that are out there. So if you're Mavata al Pitul, Kol Modai, Umodai de Modai, Adso Komodos, that works. And he thinks that's, again, that's different from the Rambam Shita. Because you're just using specific, you're using language that specifically meets all the modals that might be out there. You're not just using one polyistic language to move off of everything. Okay.
I just need the modal. The super modal doesn't exist.
Say it again. The modal doesn't exist. Does it mean that the super modal doesn't exist?
In fact, that really what's designed to do is what he does.
Well, the theory is kishim shemol bitulo al moda achas kach moel al kama modos. I think it's the same as the first day in the Rashba. It's just a better formulation of it. Because that first day in the Rashba says you need two things. Number one, mesiras moda, I don't know. Sheivatel kol moda. I think it's just a version of being mevatel kol moda. Ezra. I mean, because the Rashba's own view is that a single, this is the Rashba's own view, which he then says, we yote call a day, I'm going to walk away. But what's the Rashba's own view?
How's it different than what the towards the Rush?
That a single bittle works. And even if you have super modai de moda, a single bit of moda would work. That's the Rashba's own view. Because what matters is that at the end of the day, you have this das.
That's awesome. The Rashba doesn't say you have to make one moda. Could be mevatel kol modos.
No, well, he's saying that you should, the tour, citing the Rashba, saying that you should be mevatel kol modai, modai de modai, atzel kol modos. But that the way to read that line for the Rush, multiple bitul modos will work for multiple modos.
Is that how you read
it? Well, he thinks he's disagreeing. He says, "In bitul moda umoda de modai ad sof komodai hakol batel." Why does he need that language? If he agrees with the Rashba maker, I didn't.
you're saying according, he would say you have to each moda, you have to be mevatel. Meaning if you made five modas, so you have to be mevatel five times.
But that language of modai de modai atzol kol modai works to meet every individual moda.
So what's the difference between this and the Rafa's original?
Yeah.
Rafa's original view, if you really can go back and read the language inside, I think he just says that you can have a super model, as many super models as you want. What matters is that Shah Akas Kodem, that guy did two of Shah Akas Kodem Misato with one bit of model. Ezra.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a single bit of model after a super model, that's enough to machshir the gap. I mean, it's a way of saying there's no single super modal. The Rambam's views, they use that very expansive language saying that you're retracting anything that's out there that may cause a psul in the get. That's not even a language of bittul modal.
Right.
That's the Rambam's view. That's what we're calling the new bit wipe out. Then we have the Rashba's suggestion, which the Rav Kastai, Rav Yehuda, quotes in the Zechon Yehuda, and he endorses in that tshuva, that you should be postal kol eid, which is the procedural mode. Yes, Ezra?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And then you have the Rush, who says you should use like many snipers to take out the many targets. So you should use Imavatel Kol Modai, Imodai, Demodai, Ansol Kol Modos. I mean, I hereby am nullifying every single type of Moda and recursive Modos that are out there. Those are the pieces you get. Pasha, that the Rama would think that that's no good.
And also the
Rush. Because maybe you fortified yourself against that type of language when you gave a super modal. Right? Well, maybe you could say ab initio.
Why can't you say from the get-go? Harini motzer modal on any bittul, on any bittul of a bittul, on any bittul, ad sof kol bitulin. But I don't think you could do that. And the only way to retract that is to use the new bit wipeout language, which is I'm retracting anything that would cause a psul to the get. The Rush disagrees conceptually and says, no, you could just say, I'm hereby retracting any moda, modai, modai, asof, modai.
So the only difference between the Rush and the Rush is Rush would be fine with just saying, I'm in Vato, Mido, and Rush.
Correct.
You have to be in Vato, this moda, and
correct. Exactly. It's a very small difference.
I'm not sure I agree.
That's your formal position?
Yeah.
And if you're closer later, are you saying that even if you're closer later, you don't agree with your chazara? Ad sof kol chazara, so you're objecting? Okay. And second, let me just give you one more ha'ara here. Here, you can see if you look in Sif Beis, Simon Kupel Amidal at Sif Beis, when this is Paskins, this is what you get. L'chein, sarf she yivatel, kodim ksivas aget, kol moda shem masar, v'yomar kein, harini mevatel, kol moda shem masar ti aget zeh. V'chein ani mevatel, kol davar shagorim, kishe yiskaimu osan advarim bitul aget zeh. Whose language is that? Rambam. And then Mchinani made alas me shlomo sarti davar al getshi butulo haget machmaso. Bahraini posel kol edo edim sheidu shemasarti o shemarti shum davar shebutu machmaso getze. So that's a variation of the Rashba's pasling edim. The Yeshomrim in the Ramad, the Sagim omer shemavata moda, moda de moda, yatsov komodai. Whose language is that? The Rash. Mchinagin. Achtov lechatchil lachosh velomar kisfar rishona. That's what happens when you get to the Shulchan Aruch. I think if the Rashba himself would have said Meikra Din, he thinks it's fine if you just said Mevatel the Moda. That would work. Okay, any questions on the Bittul Modos question? It's not such a conceptually rich sugya, but it actually is kind of interesting about Diburo HaAchron Mevatel as Diburo HaRishon. Okay, so we're going to move on to Lishmas. Let me just